Okay, Rabbi Yosef, Shalom. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem today, we'll have a regular Tuesday schedule. Tomorrow we'll do a regular Wednesday schedule. We'll have Shir, 1:15, and we'll have two parts of the Shir, the Halacha part, and then, Agada for Pesach, the Chumash Shlat. There's no Parsha this week, so we'll have a Parsha Shir, not for the Parsha, for Pesach. Okay, and then we'll wish everyone a Chag Kasher Sameach, and then and Be'ez Hashem will resume the Monday after Pesach. Like Sunday is the travel day, and Monday we'll resume. Okay, to continue the third part of our series on Chovos Bedikas Chametz. So Yerushalmi says, look at the Yerushalmi, Rav Yirmiya boy, Rav Yirmiya asked, Bate knesios ubate midrashos mau sheyut zrichin bedika. He says, what's the din? Does a shul and a base knesses and a base medrash, does it require bedikas chametz? So what's the question? So the Gemara says, mat zrichle shekein machnisin l'sham b'shabosos uvereshe chadashim. So he says, because on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they would machnis chametz there. So since they would be machnis chametz there on Shabbos and Rosh Chodeshim, so that would require bedika, because you have shul, people bring food in. People bring food into the shul. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodeshim, so it's a Mokum Shemachnisim Bo Chametz. So Mokum Shemachnisim Bo Chametz, so then you have to appoint somebody in the shul to do Bidikas Chametz for the shul. Look in the Korban Eda on the left. First word in the line, three quarters of the way down, first word in the line is when it's still thin lines. Or Haner, Maishi Tzarech. Klomer Maushiye Mutter Lebotko. No, that's not the right line. Where is it? Five lines on the bottom. Tetrichim Bedika. Tamakum Shemachnisim Bochametz. Okay, so Tamakum Shemachnisim Bochametz. So you need a Bedika. That's more broad in Shulchan Aruch. Right. No, Rav Belsky once gave a whole shiur on that. The Chora, it would have, as Rav Belsky pointed out.
Or
are
we saying that Tzias, this is what was done, and it's not, they might be eating in the shul whether it's halakhah to be allowed or not.
Essentially, we're working both in the Shabbos, basically.
Yes. So in other words, look in the, where is it? Which line are you?
That's probably it, though. That's big in the middle. Seven lines.
Which line?
7 lines are random.
Seven lines from the bottom? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 lines from the bottom in the Korban Eda on page 1. Tzrichim Bedika, Shekein Mechnisin Shem Shabbosos, Sheorchim Ochlin B'Shabbos B'Beis HaKnesses, Kedisa Barbe Pesachim. That the Orchim, right, in those days, when they had guests in shul, so it's not like today, you have a guest in shul, it means you bring your guest for davening and then he comes home with you. You don't leave him in shul. In those days... Right, so that's, one second, that's what Tosis says. Tosis says it was the room next door. But not everyone has to, Rav Belsky, I once heard him give a whole shiur on this. Maybe he pointed out not everyone has to agree to that.
It's much more that when you go to Basel, they
were
sleeping in the shul.
Yeah, so one second. So the Orchim used to eat in shul, right? The shul was like a communal place where you could stop. If you were passing by the community and you were en route, so you ate in the shul, you slept in the shul, you ate in the shul. That's the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, that they made kiddush in the shul for the orchim, and the orchim means that they mamish slept in the shul and ate in the shul, so they bring chametz in the shul. So it's a chovas bedika. So look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 2, says the Mechaber. Tov Lamed Gimel Yud, But the knesios of what the midrashos tzrichim b'dikah b'teisha tinokos machnisim behem chametz. So he says a little bit different. He says that he doesn't speak about the orchim. He says because the kids bring chametz. Tinokos machnisim behem chametz. Yeah. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes the same thing on page 3. It says, "But the knesios about the midrashos tzrichim b'dika b'leil yudalad lor haner b'nei shatinokas machnisim behem chametz kol hashana." But he says, "Hashamashim einam nitzorim livdok b'leila." He says, in other words, which is brought down that the, you know, in the old days. You fellows don't live in the old days, but in the old days, usually every shul had three people. They had the Rav of the shul, the Chazan, and the Shams. That's a different generation. The Rav in the shul was the Rav of the shul, and the Chazan was the Chazan. And then the Shams was the one who was like involved in like cleaning up and sending it, and buying the Lulav and Mesrogim, and sending out the Yortzeit cards. And making sure everyone, there was a separate person called the Shamus. In fact, in the old shuls, what was the Shamus? What was he referred to?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What was he called? You know what he was called? He was called Reverend. The Reverend. He was the rabbi, his cousin, and the Reverend. That's how all the shuls. No, it wasn't a joke. that's what they used to call the Shamus. You know, the famous shul in Boston, the Young Israel, Reverend Lokich, he should be live and be well, he's retired, whatever. That's the way that all the old shuls, when we were growing up, and when your parents probably were growing up in these shuls. So apparently, the Gra writes this, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes this, that the Shamus was the one who took care of all these things in the shul. So the Shamus should do Bedika the night of Bedikas Chametz. But the Gra writes and the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes here on page 3, second line, Shamashim ain't nisarim livdok balayla. He says the Shamasim aren't so nisar to do a Bedika balayla. Mechabdin heitev bayom. They clean up in the daytime and then they don't do Bedika at night. For lo yofa heimosim. It's not right that they're not doing Bedikas Chametz at night in the shul. V'tzarech la'zhira melkach. And this is all from the Mariel. Did I zirek the Mariel? The Gros is quoting from the Mariel, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav is quoting from the Mariel. I should have put the Mariel in the packet, but okay, I was negligent. Next. Tzarech la'zhira means it's a quotation from the Mariel that you got to warn these shamasim sheikaimu mitzvah chachomim kitukuna. Right? And then he writes, V'cholim levarach al bedika zu. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that you can make a bracha on this bedika.
When you do it at night?
So it was the Shamashim is supposed to do it at night, and you can make a bracha.
The Shamashim live at home? Two brachas, one brachas?
The Shamash, a lot of times the Shamash lived in the shul. So he says, but it wasn't the Shamus' chametz. So the Shamus has to do a bedika and get rid of whatever he finds. But he says he doesn't have to do a bittel because a bittel is like hefker. And you can't be mafkir something that doesn't belong to you. So b'meila, it's only a chova to do a bedika and a beer.
Parenthesis is like, you weren't sure he said it.
What?
Were parentheses written by...
Probably written by him too.
Would you According to him, would you say you have
three brachos
or one
brachos? Oh, so let's see. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan on page 4. So he says, "Batei Knesios, batei Midrashos, vaday hatikanokos machnisim b'hem chometz kol hashana." He says that that you know, like the Shulchan Aruch said, that the little kids are always bringing chometz into the shul. Mikri mekomos machnisim b'hem chometz v'chayav hashamish livdo kedin ol arbasa v'vracha. So he says, l'chora they have to do it tonight. That everyone's doing b'tikas chametz and with a bracha. V'yivda kol ha-mechovayim u'v'chol ha-tevos v'ashtenderim. Shtenders. Right? People put chametz in the shtender. You know, you give, cookies out. If you give cookies out.
Those kids will know whose chametz it is. So is he like, does he have to tell them that you have chametz in your shtender, you have to make a bracha for it?
You mean you know who Shtender is?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Vim lo badak balayla, if you didn't do bedikas chametz at night, yochol livdok b'yom lo arachama, ki yesh bem riboy chalonos v'achsad shor rav. Oh. So he says like this. Nira lani has daiti. L'toysis, right, the first beginning of Psochim is Orla basa botkim es chametz, right? So Rashi says, why you bought him as a chametz? Rashi says, so you shouldn't violate Bal Yiroah. So Tosas asks the Kasha, but don't you do Bittel? So you're not going to violate Bal Yiroah either. So Tosas says, the reason why you do Bedikas chametz is Shelo Yovo Lo'ochlo. That you shouldn't come, because if you're going to Bevatel, you're not going to get rid of it, you might come to eat it. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, Nirlan is daiti latosis shekosru reis psochim lechatirus lechen it's richu bedika de shol yover b'val yiroa. Ain tzarach bracha lebedikas based kedeses based medrash. Shere ain lahem b'ilam yuchodim. Because if the whole idea of bedikas chametz is b'al yiroa, so then there's no b'al yiroa in shul because.
Why is it
one second, one second.
Why is it Because
Pashtun says, in other words, any chametz that's found in the shul is in the shul. It's like hefker, because the shul is like a Rishus HaRabim. So it's all hefker. So he's saying that if the reason is Bal Yirah, he doesn't think that there should be any. If it's Shemi Yovol Ochla, that's a different story.
Why can't we say why is a Bayish of Shutfen?
But this is not Shutfen. This
is for the whole city. Or certain.
Right, is that called Shutfus, the shul?
When it comes to Hashabbos Aveda, we have such a concept.
Right. Okay, let's see. So look at the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, so the Aruch HaShulchan seemingly says that maybe it's Toloi. Whether you make a bedika, a bracha on the bedika in the shul is maybe toloi on whether bedika's chametz is for Bal Yiroah or is bedika's chametz Shemi Yovo Lochlo. If it's Bal Yiroah, he thinks that there's no one who's really going to violate Bal Yiroah. If it's Shemi Yovo Lochlo, so then you don't want the Pesach morning, you're going to come to shul and you're going to look in front of you and there's going to be a humantash in the you know, next to the Chumash.
Why would the Bani Rav for me? It's my Hamantashen.
You mean if you have your Hamantashen in your Shtender?
Yeah.
There was somebody gave you. Somebody gave you Shalachmanis on Purim in Shul, and you put it in the Shtender, then you forgot about it. So, so that you have a perfect Bal Yeroa on your. So maybe it's in your Shtender, maybe it would be only yours. Because
so forget my Shtender, it's a communal draw.
If it's a communal draw, it's not your private Shtender. So then the question is the Bal Yeroa on the.
There's no Bal Yeroa for something I own in the public. If I have something in a Shusha Rab, it's not happening.
Yeah, but we're assuming that all the stuff that's communal.
The same way people doesn't help in my house, maybe it doesn't help.
So look 1 second in the Mishnah Berurah here, page 6. Tzrichim v'dikim b'leil arbasel or haner v'shamashim ein nizharim. Right, that's what the Maril said, that the shamashim aren't nizhar, ela mechabdim heitev b'yom v'lo yofeh heimosim. And then he says, "Yicholim levarich al bedikazu." Who said that? Yicholim levarich al bedikazu. Right. Who's the Graz? The Alter Rebbe. As you see in the Shartzi on the bottom Nun Beis, he says Graz. Graz is Hagon Rav Zalman, Shneir Zalman. That's the Alter Rebbe. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Whenever the Mishnah Berurah says Graz, he's referring to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. One Talmud Chacham once made a, you know, thought they were calling Graz, and he was referring to the Briska Rav, but the Briska Rav is a Gris. Nothing to do with the Graz. So a certain Talmud Chacham once made an error to, but the Graz is the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe held that you can make. Someone, Rabbi Tuchman just asked me, he's in charge of the Bedikas Chametz for YU. Rabbi Tuchman is in charge of, you know, the same one who's in charge of making sure the packets aren't getting in people's ways, is also in charge to make sure that there's no Chametz here on Pesach. So he's going to appoint someone to make a, to do a Bedika here. So the question is, does that person who's going to do a Bedika, you know, in the Bantay Medrash here, so people leave things. You know, they can leave some soda, and somebody can leave a muffin, you know. What? A donut. Wait, is a donut here? A donut. You gotta get rid of this. Even though the Maisa, based on what we said in the past, this building might be closed. So if this building is closed, that's a question whether. Well, it might be like Rav Yashiv said. We said yesterday, Rav Yashiv held that in the dormitory, Meikar Adin, you don't need a bedika. Right. If they don't let you in the dormitory,
I don't need it.
No, because
they can go into the dormitory if they want. They have the key.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. Well, Ein Tzarich Levatel Achar Bedika Sheini Cholam Levatel Lahavkir Chometz. Oh, so the big yisod that that we have to mevarer, and this we're going to speak about tomorrow also, is to have a chiyuv bedikas chametz. Do you have to own? What type of ownership do you have to have on the place that, in other words, if I don't own it, because in your own house you own it, or you're renting it, so you, that's a type of ownership also. But what if you don't own it, you don't rent, you just are allowed to use it? Like this place matters. You don't own it, we're not renting it, but we're allowed to use it. So is there a chiv, is bedikas chametz toloi in a bailus or only in this chus eshtamshus? What's the mechayiv in Bedikas Chametz. So in the Sefer here, page 8, Bedikas Chametz Bureau, he says, Yesh Levire, with the arrows, Iker Chover, Sifkot Vav. Page 8. Yesh Levire, Iker Takanas, Bedikas Levire. Al Reza Mokom Niskana. In Raka Mokom Sheshul Bailos Alav. In other words, it's a Tomo Yom Bailos. Alpha Pishayin of Shtanishbo, like Yotze Vedera. Ogam Al Mokom Shem Shtanishbo, Alpha Pishayin of Vavus. So first of all, we know the halacha is if I rent my house, so the chi of bedika, if he already took over the rental before the night of bedika's chametz, so the chi of bedika is on the socher, even though he doesn't own the house, right? He's renting. So the person who's renting has the chiyuv b'dika. Why? Because he has bailus over the usage of the house. But the question is like this. There's two levels here. There's three levels. One is you own something. You own the house. One is you don't own it, but you own the right of usage, like when you rent. You don't own the house, but you own the right of usage. So you have a bailus for ishtamshus. So the person who owns it, that's his. He owns it. So the person who has ownership only begabe the ishtamshus is the second level. And then the third level is that you don't even own it for ishtamshus. Like this base mesh, you don't own it for ishtamshus. We don't own it. We're allowed to use it. The yeshiva allows us to use it. So that's not even an abilus on a... So the question is, what level do you need for a bedika? We have to have either limdavka abilus ala shimush mechayevis, tehenish kashimush hamokam muknolo chayev lebonkol, or din mokam shem shtamshon beli sheshul az abilus. So he says he wants to bring two rayas that for bedikas chametz you don't need ownership. All is you need that you're going to be using the place. He says yesh lochiach degam mokum shem shtamshu al chayv bedika av she'en bogus klal bidin bate knesios tiki buchir bedika. In other words, there's no bailus there. Like in the shuls we have today, we don't own it, right? So there's no, we don't have bailus over it, but we use it. That's number one. And number two, from the Ran. So where's the Ran say? Let's look at the Ran. Take a look at the Ran. Do I Xerox the Ran here? Did I put the Ran in? Yeah, but I didn't. Maybe the next packet I Xeroxed. Okay, what does the Ran say? Look inside over here. Tosocher bayis biyom yudal afal pi shechiv abdika hu ala maskir sheher bayis shalo b'lel yudal mikol mokum emaskir eno bodek chayev hasocher livdok. Whereas what's the din? What's the Gemara saying b'sachem? That if you rent a house, so you chayev in bedika if you rented it before the zman bedika. When is the zman bedika? Thursday night. So if the rental was on, Thursday night. So if the rental was Thursday afternoon, so you have a chiyuv to bedika. But what if the rental is only on Friday? So what's the din then? if the rental's on Friday, so then who has to do the bedika? The maskir has to do the bedika because the socher only rented it as a Friday afternoon, and the, right? But what if? So says the Ran, if the maskir didn't do bedika, he went away. The maskir already left. The maskir went to Florida already. So then the Ran says chayva socher livdok. In other words, because the bottom line is, the mask is supposed to do it, but if at the end of the day the mask is not going to do it, then there's a chiv on the socher. Why? Because he's going to be there. He's, even though he didn't own it, but there's man a chiv, he didn't have a right to use it. But since he's going to be there, he has a right now to use this place, so then he has a chiv bedika. So you see from here that the chiv bedika is even without bailus. If the maskir is still around, then he has to come and do the bedika, because he only rented it to you as a Friday afternoon. So he was supposed to do it Thursday night, and if he didn't, he has to come in on Thursday afternoon.
The Ran was in the first packet.
Oh, the Ran I put in the first packet, okay. Okay, so you look it up. And where does the Ran learn this from? We know there's a din that if you sell chametz, so people sell chametz, so that means they have goyis chametz in their rishus, right? So you can't just sell chametz and then leave the chametz out on the table. There has to be a mechitza asara between you and the chametz. That's why you have to put it in the room and shut the door, or in the cabinet, and so there's a partition between you and the chametz. Even though it's not your chametz, and there's no bal yeroah, but there's a kashash shemi of olochlo, you need a mechitza. So when the socher has to do it, you should kashash achila tzarich livdoch levayav apishem. Even though, so in other words, the Gemara says that if the socher was socher it before Thursday night, so for sure the socher has the chiyuv. There he has already bailus for schirus, but there's man that this man comes. But say Lamai said he only rented it as a Friday, right? So then the chiyuv is on the maskim. But the maskim went to Florida already. So what are you going to do? So then the socher has a chiyuv. Midin shemel yavol hol. Even though he doesn't have any bailim, he wasn't the bailim b'shas chiyuv. But since he's going to be there, and he has a zchust, he has a right to be mishtamish. So you see from here, from the Ran, that the right to use something is enough of a chiyuv. A right to use something is enough of a chiyuv, and therefore, as long as you have a right to use it, so therefore, if you have a right to use the shul, then there's a chiyuv bedikas chametz on the shul. And if you have a right to live there, even though you're not, or say. So what does that mean? So you have, so that's what he says. So why is the Ran saying Yichayev? Shemi Yovo Lochlo. So he says, so these are the two examples he gives. A base Knesses and a socher achar lel yudalit. But he says in the Chor they're not comparable. Well, domuzel is a klal. Why? The base Knesses pasuk agraz mishne berurah devarchal b'tikoso. Because the Iker Chiv is still on the masker if you rented on Friday. It's a separate din that you can't live in a place that's not Baduk. So he's saying like this, that really the din of, look what he's saying here, he's saying an idea that say you're going to somebody, you want to go in the city, right? You have an aunt and uncle who want to, but they don't have enough room to put you up in their apartment. So there's a nice neighbor who's that'll give them their apartment that you could sleep in their apartment. But they're not religious, so they have chametz out there. They have the Cheerios out on the pantry. You know, everything is. So there's a separate halacha that you can't live in a place where the chametz is there, if it's not behind the mechitza. So he says that maybe the pshat in the Ran, if you're socher after Leil Yudalid, it's not that there's a chiyah bedikas chametz, and therefore there's a bracha. It's that there's an iser hishtamshus b'mokom that there's chametz. So that's why you have to do a bedika, not be the bedikas chametz, because the chiyah bedikas chametz was on the maskeh, because you only socher it on Yom Yudalid. So there was no chiyah. But Beis Knesses, there's a real chiyuv bedika mitam the Iker Takana. Kol sheyesh lo schusim shamshus. He says ulam nishem misarech eitzel balabais. Bottom line, avim hiksel lo balabais chedem yuchel l'tashmisho. Say. Somebody, you're going to stay in somebody's house for Pesach. So you don't have any bedika, you don't have any chiv, even though you're allowed to use the room that he's letting you in. But you don't even have a kinyan of his tamshus. He's. So he says maybe the idea is like this, that there are two types of places. There's one where you own the place. There's one where you rent, so you mamish have a kinyan to own it. Then you have a zchus hashtamshus. Like, so that, but there are two types of zchus hashtamshus. One is a zchus hashtamshus where any given second he can tell you, I don't want you to be here. Like when you go to somebody's house, they give you this room. Then in the middle of Shabbos, they can say, you know, we want you to change rooms. So you're going to have to listen and change rooms. So that's a zchus hashtamshus. That's reversible. So that you don't have any chiv whatsoever. Maybe if you're there and it wasn't clean, then you have an issa to live there, because that's a separate issa. But you don't even have a technical chovas bedika. In a base knesses, there's a schus hashtamshus. People don't own the base knesses, it's schus hashtamshus, which l'chore, what he points out, is not reversible. Because no one can tell you can't come into the shul. So he says, now, so if somebody lets you stay in the apartment, and they're being nice, but they can change their mind, So then you don't have a chiyuv bedika. But if there's chametz there, you have a chiyuv to remove chametz. You can't be there because it's an iser. In other words, there are two halachas. There's a chovas bedikas chametz, and that applies if you own the place, or you have a schus hashtamshus, which cannot be revoked. So then, like a shul. So then you have a schus hashtamshus to be in the place, and then you make a bracha, even though you don't own it, like a shul. That's why there's a chovas bedik of the shul, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says even with a bracha. If you're staying in somebody's house, so you have a schus hashtamshus, but they can renege on you, because there's no kin in here. So then there's no chovas bedik. But if there is chametz there, then you can't be there, because there's an issur to be in a place where there's chametz that's not behind the chametz. But in a shul, there's a schus hashtamshus which can't be revoked. Right? Shul is for the public, so you can't, it can't be revoked. Somebody lets you come into their house, and they say, okay, you can use this room, and then 2 hours later they can say, no, we need this room for something else. So then, you have schus hashtamshus that revoked, then you have no chiyuv whatsoever. Tomorrow we have to discuss what's the status of a hotel room. Say you leave your house, and then you come 2 days before Pesach to the hotel room. So you're going to have to make a key of the biggest chametz in the hotel room with a broker. So you don't have a kinyan, you're not even renting, because you're not renting that particular room, because they can switch you. So is that even a... So that maybe is just a shamshus that's reversible. Maybe so then maybe there's no even bracha over there. That we'll discuss tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
So why do we have to check, as students here, why do we have to check our dorm rooms? Essentially at the mercy of the university, they can tell us when we can and can't stay in the rooms. Why is it in the civil case of them?
Well,
yesterday.
Yeah.
For a different reason.
Yeah, for a different reason. But you're saying, what's the story of a dorm room? So a dorm... Right, so we discussed yesterday that the Rav Yashiv said Meikir Adin, maybe there is no Chovas, but you have to do Bittol, maybe there's no Chovas Bidiki. That we saw yesterday, Rav Yashiv said that. Well, you definitely need to do Bittol. And it's not to say you need bedikas, but you leave it within 30 days. So whenever you leave within 30 days, there's a chovas bedika before you leave. Even though theoretically you can't get in there. Well, this year no one in the dorm is going to do with a bracha, because they're closing the dorms before this man of bedikas comes. I don't think they ever did that. My year, for sure not. My year, see, I was here many years. And they never closed the dormitory before... This amount of it. We always did the biggest comments. We slept there that night. Then they closed the dormitory the next day, like 12 o'clock. You had to be out by 12 o'clock. But the night of the biggest comments, we were always slept there.
Yeah. Can I make a situation where you brought the ticket maker? And if I were to have my house, I'm $1,000, might be $1,000,000, I make the brass with the biggest comments. And I go to the house I'm staying at, and I'm renting, pay someone. I get there that night.
Say again?
I have my house that I own.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this on the time. I'm well to $1.
Right.
And then well to $1, I go travel to the house I'm staying at. I'm renting. Okay, so would I have to make another bracha in the second house, or is that?
You mean the rental was chal when? When? What?
Tonight.
Before
whatever it is before, yeah.
Before say, yeah, then you'd have to do a. In other words,
you get two big.
In other words, say, yeah, you do big with chametz. And let's say 8 o'clock in your house, and then you're going to the whole, another house that you're renting the house for. You're renting the house. They have these things in Florida that you rent. You go, then you rent the house. My brother-in-law, sister-in-law, my brother-in-law's parents, they rented a house in Florida, and then they got to Florida, and then. For Pesach, and they said, oh, we don't have the house for you. So then they had to
Then they had to find themselves a hotel to go in because they had no place to go. Because their house was, they double booked it. Okay.
So let's just review what we said today. We said that there's a chova of bedikas chametz on the Beis Knesses. That's Yerushalmi. It's the Shulchan Aruch. Even though there's no buyer, even though you don't own it. Because there's this chusset shtamshus. And this chusset shtamshus is not something that's reversible. So the mele, there's a chova of bedikas because you're going to be there, people are going to be there on Pesach. But if somebody says, I can come to their house for Pesach, and they give me a room in that house, so I don't have a Chovas B'dikas Chametz at all. Chovas B'dikas Chametz is on the, because I'm not renting the room, they're just giving me a room. It's coming to somebody for Yom, they're giving me a room. So then, I don't own it, B'tor owner. I don't own it, B'tor Schirus, that's the second level of ownership. I don't even have a Schus Shamshus, that's not reversible. So I'm like the fourth level. That's not reversible, and in Mela, there's no chova, it's whatsoever, certainly not with a bracha. It's just if there's chometz there, I can't be in that room. If there's chometz in the room, and that's what the.
Why can't I call a plate?
And one second, and the Chazon Ish on page 19 says. The chometz shelo, avogav the bottle lo sogi mechitzas yud. The end of the chometz shelo. You see, by chametz shel nochri, you need mechitzas asar. So he says that. So why don't we say, I vatal my chametz, and then shemi yom v'lochlo, I'll do mechitza. No, that's not good enough. For the mechitza asara is if you have a goy's chametz in your possession, like you sell chametz, then you need a mechitza asara. You shouldn't come to eat it. Because anyway, it's not your chametz, so you're probably not going to come to eat it. But you still might forget. So you need a mechitza asara. But your own chametz, mechitza asara doesn't work. Even though you did bittul, why don't you say this bittul? So why do I have to do bedika, shemir v'olochlo, but I have a mechitza asara? So Chazon Ish says, no, the Mechitza Asara doesn't work for your own chametz.
We've seen from the wine before, that it does work. I'm saying nothing.
Just for a couple of hours. The Mocher, look at what he says here. The last three lines of the Chazon Ish. Mocher gam is akhedel l'nochri. Hef sheshem tzor v'skir z'nelas. Avim nichnas v'lbach roi. Leis l'avod. Halo also chon l'chnas v'beso sh'lochri v'pesim. He says like this, say, like you keep your chametz in a certain room, right? And you need to go into the room. Could you go into the room? Because now there's no mechitza asar. You went into the room, the doorway is the mechitza asar. You went inside. So the Chazon Ish says, akroi ma'alma, if you just need something very quick, you can go in and take it out. Even though you're going on the other side of the pizza. Akroim Alma is looking. But you can't stay in a place that doesn't have
it's rich.
Yeah.
Say one second.
Say for example, what's the din? Also people have this question. They want to stay by their parents and their parents are not observant. And they have chametz. And there's no mechitza asara. So that's a question whether they can do that. Because okay, mechitza asara is only when it's not yours. If it's yours, but mechitza asara doesn't work.
So why would another person's chametz be different from the guy's?
Well, the parents' chametz.
Right.
So those are the four levels. Again, if you manage to own your house, there's a chovas bedika. If you don't own it, but you rented it, and you rented it before this man, the chalos kiev, that you did a kinyan skius, so you also chayiv, right? If you rented it after this man chalos, so the ram is machadish. If the mask is not going to do it, you have to do it. Me did that you have a schus hishamshus to be there, and then you have a chova. You have a chovas. So the Rad says you have a chova to do bedika because you can't live in, and then you can't live there without this chovas. So he says in that safe, maybe it's not a chovas bedika, only if there's a schus hishamshus that's not. Reversible, though he wants to be mechalik between the two cases. The case of the base Knesset, Misha Mitzorachim Mitzor Bayis, Havel Sigma Balabayis Kedem Yuchad, so that's a different case. But what about the Ran's case? This is the Ran's case. There's a chov on the maske. The maske is really chayiv, but you can't. But if he didn't do it, you have to do it. Meaning that you're not allowed to be there. But in the case of the Beis Knesset, so you have. So again, so let's review. If you own it, you have to do it. If you masker it before this man, you have to do it. If you masker it later than this man, right? So then the chayiv is on the maske. But if he didn't do it, then you have to do it. Meaning. What? He did that there's an issur to live in a place in this chavos. And then, if somebody gives you a shus to live in their house, you're a guest in somebody's house, and they give you, so then you have no, so that's not owning, that's not renting, right? It's not renting. It's a shus to ishtamshus, but it's a shus to ishtamshus that they could reverse on you. So then you don't have any chova whatsoever. But again, if there's chametz there, then you can't live there. You can't be there because you can't be there when there's chametz, unless there's a mechitza asara. If it's someone else's chametz, if it's your own chametz, mechitza asara doesn't help. Like if you just want to do bittel and you do, so this person wants to say, I just do bittel and shemi of alochla, I'll put in mechitza asara. So Chazal says that doesn't work. So those are the gedarim. So tomorrow, Rebbe Shem, we have to understand. So what's a hotel? What does that fit in? In other words, the case that a lot of people they leave their house two days before Pesach, and the night of Bedikas Chametz, they're in the hotel. So can they do Bedika in the hotel? Obviously, if there's Chametz there, they have to remove it because they can't be in a place where there's Chametz. But is there a chovah to make it with a bracha? Is it a chovah's bedika? Is it like base knesses? Or not? So that does a shem. So tomorrow we're going to have shir 1:15 to 2:30, and then we'll dive in. So we'll have the halacha shir from 1:15 to 2, and then the chumash shir. Well, chumash, we don't have parsha this week, but we'll have Pesach, will be the parsha. And then we'll do for 2:30, and then we'll have mincha, and we'll wish everyone a chag kosher sameach, and.